manager?
I've been given the hand signal, this is going to be under 5 minutes, so let me get through.
Five?
Yes. It's as opposed to you each averaging 20. This is why we don't give you coffee. City clerk did a mass swearing in of city staff to make sure that we're all in our offices appropriately. Met with the Boys and Girls Club and Senator Bonzer's office about funding with her local office while the mayor and Mayor Pro Tem were in D.C. We had a meeting with the fire chief and his boss was Mr. Ritchie. And investigating the transfer of the Dillon Road fire station up to occupy Skyward fire station facility. And I've had conversations with Councilor Mattis, and that'll be taken to the Fire Ad Hoc Committee and the public. Where was it? The Public Safety Commission for their input before we bring any agreement back to council. Had a chance to meet with the Denver Healthcare District regarding the medical center. As we all know, the county's purchased 14 acres of Paul near Vaughn's. Our concern is that because of the county cutbacks, that while they have the designs completed and they have the funds available to start construction, county policy is you don't build something until you have money to operate it. And in this case, the new county administrator, Bill Lulu, wants to see 3 years of operating revenue. And it is questionable whether they have those 3 years of operating revenues at this point in time. Therefore, I was asked a question, and I spoke on your behalf, and I'm letting you know that, whether we cared who operated it. And my response was, I don't care what color jersey they're wearing, as long as they're licensed physicians in the state of California. And whether they are provided by a private nonprofit or a county, I don't care who their employer is. We have 48% of our people up here who are uninsured and underinsured, and with only one doctor north of the 10, where we should have 7 or 8 or maybe even 9, that we need to do whatever we can to get this thing done as quickly as possible. Therefore, I had Councilor Mattis attend a meeting with me at the Desert Healthcare District, and we met with the county, met with the Borrego Foundation. We all agreed that Borrego was prepared to provide the service. We talked about an interim facility, about Borrego using, they said they needed about 10 to 12 to 15,000 square feet. Well, the only building that came to my mind that was vacant was the temple, the Jewish temple that the REA purchased last year. We met at the temple with Mr. Acosta and Troy Strange. Troy was here, I think he's left, about converting that to a medical clinic as an interim facility until such time as the major county facility can be built. And we are proceeding to do that. We're talking with the Riverside County. It would not use the entire temple. It would probably use two-thirds of it, but still would leave use for other community-based nonprofits to operate it. We received a notice late last week regarding economic development stimulus projects, and we have submitted to the county as of today 27 different projects, including the medical center, street and cabins projects, teen center, new library, new soccer park, a new courtyard, new widening of roads down into the industrial parks in the city. So those have been submitted as part of the stimulus package. Our city clerk saved the city $8,800. While it doesn't sound like a lot, every nickel counts in terms of operational efficiencies. She was about to order binders for records, and we found out that La Quinta, through her network, found out that La Quinta was about to ship there, so therefore we were able to have donated to us $8,800 of binders that we can use for our documents that Laquita was otherwise going to throw into the trash. These are, there's nothing wrong with these. They meet our needs perfectly. Hats off to the city clerk for helping us on that. The next Vortex committee meeting is in the downtown. Planning is going to be April 16th in this room. Another comment is a little bit off Scotch, is the Public Safety Academy that COD has put in place is important for a lot of reasons, but it ties in particularly to DHS. And that is, there's a public service career academy, career pathway at Desert Hot Springs High School, where students, high school students, learn to take focus classes in their junior and senior year to prepare for careers in public service. And amongst those are, from that club, that group, would come kids and students that could take classes that prepare them for the Public Safety Academy to become firefighters and become police officers. So here's a case where we could get kids interested in a career in public service. Their last 2 years in high school, as opposed to dropping out, which over half of our kids do today, to keep those kids in school and focus small learning community, and then get them to College of the Desert Public Safety Academy, and out comes kids, or now young adults, that are trained and certified and qualified, homegrown firefighters and police officers. So it is important to get kids in stay in school, but also to show them careers in our community. I'd like to point out that there's a general plan community meeting, or community meeting dealing with the general plan being held at Skyborn in the community room either the 2nd or the 9th of May. So that's plenty of notice, but we'll continue to bring people up to speed. I know I'm running out of time, but let me give you this in rapid order fashion. The restroom addition is on schedule. The farm-raised redwood beams have been received and are installed, as opposed to old-growth redwood. The Dinesco Park building renovations, the bid opening took place on the 11th. The agenda was on your agenda, you ordered it tonight. The plumbing has been installed, and projects are on schedule for Senior Center. The police expansion, the geotechnical work is underway. Palmer Pearson streetscape, the boundary and surveying is complete. Fire station plans are in plan check. Facade improvements, there's been 3 architects hired to develop plans. They'll be presented to the Paul Pearson group. Boys and Girls Club, you're up to speed on that. Something that was kind of fun to do, and hats off to Jonathan Hoy, who's sitting at home watching this, maybe, is this week we're going to paint San Remo. San Remo is probably the worst street in Western civilization. It is ranked 0 on the pavement management system, scoring system. But in order to prepare, so that is scheduled as part of the cost savings. As you recall, as Jonathan reported last meeting, we figured we'd be able to pave 20 miles. It looks like because of cost savings, we're going to be able to pave 37 miles of streets in this community. And partly because of efficiencies, but also I think a good project management on Jonathan's, in his group's part. But also because the Worman Park grand opening is this Saturday, we're going to do fix cactus in front of Worman Park as well. Now, 8th we'll get to because it's much part of a much larger, probably $5 to $6 million project. And we didn't save that much, but we're able to do some others. And with that, I defer to Chief Williams if there's any other updates that I missed, but I'm done with my time.